Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hoyna Akatot with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Stores turnover has further increased. In March, retail turnover increased by 6.5% compared to a year before. March was the month when the Sunday closing policy stepped into effect. Foodstuff and other products such as apparel, furniture, TV sets, and fuel purchases increased. Analysts say the growth could be continuous and tax cuts next year could further assist the process.
Customers wait in long lines at the cash registers of this supermarket. Not only the footage, but statistics also indicate that we are buying more. In the first quarter, for example, retail sales increased by 7% compared to the same period last year. According to data from the Central Statistical Office, food, electronic appliance and fuel purchases have also increased. For 21 consecutive months, retail turnover has been on the increase and is expected to continue its rise. The law changes planned in 2016 will leave more money in citizens' pockets, according to the government's calculations, up to 170 billion forints, or more than half a billion euros. I think that reducing taxes on labor was always at the heart of the current government's economic policy. That is why we found it very important that the tax burden on wages lighten next year. Flat rate tax will decrease from 16 to 15%, and the tax benefits of families with two children will double. It will increase from 10,000 to 12,500 forints, about 40 euros, and by 2019 it will be 20,000 forints, said the Minister for Economy. A taxation expert said to M1 News when reflecting on the planned changes that the biggest winners of 2016 will be families, especially those with two children. Among those families living on minimum wage may save 67,000 forints, or about 220 euros a year. The savings of those with average income may reach 100,000 forints, more than 300 euros, said the expert. Not to mention the fact that if the reduction of taxes on labor continues, it will result in the whitening of the economy. The taxation expert said that it's not uncommon that employees are officially registered at minimum wage and they receive the rest of their paycheck on the side, no taxes paid. If labor taxes are decreased, less and less people will take the risk of unregistered employment.
Hungary and China has come to a 5-year cooperational agreement for industrial and scientific research. The objective is to uncover and protect China's underground water springs with the help of Hungarian engineers and analysts. University and internship centers will be opened in China so that Hungarian students have the chance to get professional experience abroad right after they graduate.
At least 50 researchers and colleagues will work on the different projects. It depends on the number of commissions we're trusted with, how many tasks we'll have that Hungarian companies, entrepreneurs, universities and the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, our professors and experts will work on.
A Hungarian trading house has opened in New York and, according to many, the world's most important economic and trade center. The institution is the first of its kind in North America, but there are already plans to open more. It could help Hungarian companies appear on the U.S. market.
Most come to this grocery store in Queens in New York to find especially Hungarian flavors. There are many products of Hungarian style, but very few come from Hungary. We only have pig salami from Hungary. They simply do not import anything else, says this merchant. Most of the customers of the 320 million U.S. market do not look for Hungarian products simply because they don't know them or are not aware of them. The Hungarian trading house just opened in New York City is to help the Hungarian small and medium-sized companies appearing on the U.S. market. Without the trading house in New York, the development of the Hungarian economic possibilities in the U.S. would be very difficult. The aim is to significantly improve these trade ties. We need these trading houses very much because the Hungarian businesses have very little information on how to market their goods or simply where to start with it. This is where the trading houses can help, said the Minister for National Development. Improvement of business ties have a beneficial effect on political cooperations too. The U.S.-Hungarian relations have taken a very positive turn in the past 6 months, and this has visible signs. One of them is the stronger economic relations, said the Hungarian ambassador to the U.S. The chief executive of the Hungarian trading house in New York said it is simply impossible to make a successful entry to the American market with no knowledge at all. That is why the trading house will support the Hungarian enterprises with representation, market and partner research, basically as a compass in the U.S. economy.
It's important that citizens living inside our borders hear about the successes of Hungarians living outside them. Hungarians living abroad should also know about what's going on here at home. And that's why the Friends of Hungary Foundation is organizing a world summit for the second time this week. Szilveszter Elvizi, the president of the foundation, said world-renowned scientists, artists and enterprises will take part in the event.
The result can only be that Hungarians here at home and Hungarians all around the world will be better informed. It's very important that Hungary's image in the world improves at the same time.
The objective in the next 3 years is to arrange Hungary as a civic society, said Viktor Orbán at the conference celebrating the 25th anniversary of the first elected post-socialism parliament in 1990. He added, in 2010, with a 20-year delay, Hungarians started a revolution. Since then, the economy is flourishing and families have been rescued from debt slavery.
On May 2nd in 1990 at 10 a.m. started the founding session of the new multi-party Hungarian parliament. The parliamentary groups and the officials were elected, such as the Speaker of the House, Árpád Göncz, who became the interim head of state as well. The president then gave mandate to József Antal, head of the Hungarian Democratic Forum, to form a government. This historic moment was commemorated in the parliament on the conference of the Veritas Historic Research Institute. If the essence of our lives is freedom, then our happiness could be unlimited. If the essence of our lives is welfare, then our happiness is relative. And if truth is the essence, then we should be sad, the Speaker of the House, László Kövér, said. He added, among the turning points of the 20th century Hungarian history, the regime change was the only one that did not result in defeat or submission, but the nation partly regained its self-control, independence and freedom. The speaker said, for the sake of the country, he wishes that for all representatives of the people, public interest should always be before self-interest. As an achievement of the regime change 25 years ago, those bearing the power can be held responsible and recalled. If we all accept this and keep it in mind through our work, then Hungary not only has a past, but a future too, said László Kövér. Prime Minister Viktor Orbán called it the stake for the next 3 years to establish the Hungarian civic society. We can only give respect to this moment if we do not talk only about what this historic moment ended, but also about what it started, said the Prime Minister. Viktor Orbán added that the last 5 years prove that we can do everything if we work together. As an example, he mentioned the boosting of the economy, rescuing families and municipalities from debt slavery, and sending the IMF home. And the most modern constitution in the entire Europe made it possible to implement the hardest and largest structural and economic changes, to protect the families, give jobs instead of social aid, to stand up for the interest of Hungary and Brussels, and to regain our national sovereignty, said Viktor Orbán. He also said the government has a large enough authority and power to realize the program of the Civic Hungary.
And that was all from our team today here at M1. Don't forget to tune in for Hungary Reports tomorrow night and every night. Thanks for watching.